The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Today we wish to notice another definition of sin that's found in the New Testament. We'd like to remind you that sin is so awful in God's sight that one sin made the human race a dying race. The more we know about right and wrong, the better off we will be. The first definition of sin that we have noticed yesterday is the one given in 1 John 3:4. John said, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law." This is a basic definition of sin, and all other definitions relate to this. The second definition of sin that we would like to consider today is found in James 4, verse 17. This verse reads, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin." As John's definition of sin, sin is a transgression of the law, involve committing sins or sins of commission, the definition of James involves omission, sins of omission, knowing to do good and not doing it. Perhaps many Christians are more guilty of the sins of omission more so than the sins of commission. However, the wrong that we do can be both ways at the same times, sometime. Several of the parables of Jesus makes plain the sins of omission, the sin of doing nothing. Remember, Jesus gave the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25. We know how this man was taking a far journey and gave the responsibility of different talents of money to his servants. One servant received 5 talents, another received 2, and still another received 1. The parable says that it was according to their ability the sums were given to them. Well, we know what happened when the master of the servants got back. There was a time of accounting. The 5-talent man and the 2-talent one had doubled their amount. Each had the same words said to them by their master. "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." But the 1-talent man had simply done nothing with that committed into his hands. The master said to him, "Thou wicked and slothful servant." And we read where he further said, "And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He was guilty of the sin of which James spoke. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Ability plus opportunity equals responsibility. A person has the ability to respond, to do good, to do right, and he does not. It is sin. It's like James spoke of faith and works in James chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. John said the same thing about love in 1 John 3, verses 17 and 18. Faith and love are behind all of it, and it all goes back to James' definition of sin. Of course, faith without works is dead, and of course, love without response is likewise of no value. And so the definition James gave, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin." It's like the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" If a sinner doesn't accept Jesus, he is sinning in 2 ways. 1, the sin of commission, by continuing in his sin. 2, the sin of omission, by not doing the right thing that he knows he should do. If a Christian doesn't go to church, he is sinning in 2 ways. 1, commission. Hebrews 10:25 commands us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And 2, omission. By knowing to do good, to do the right thing and not doing it, it is sin. All right, let's remember James' definition of sin. "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Thank you for listening today.